The Office of Management and Budget wants agencies to get a better sense of the mobile devices they have, how much they're spending, and what capabilities they'll need. OMB asked some key agencies to sit on a mobile services category team to come up with a vision for the future. That strategy will be out in a few weeks. Federal News Radio's Nicole Agresco has a preview.
The Mobile Services Category Team was charged to give agencies some better tools to cut back on some 1,200 mobile agreements and 200 unique service plans that cost the government about $1 billion a year. The goal is to put agencies on a path to reinvest some of those dollars on tighter security measures or other initiatives. John Johnson is the manager for Enterprise Mobility Programs at the General Services Administration. He's a member of the OMB Mobile Services Category Team.
I think of things very simply. If I save in A, then I can put it towards B and C. All we're trying to do in the Mobile Services Category Team is begin framing what B and C mean. There's many agencies who want to reinvest, but they don't know what to reinvest in. They don't know what to prioritize. It's easy to get lost in this space, particularly with the security components alone.
Mobile experts from the Homeland Security, Defense, and State Departments are also on the Mobile Services Category Team. OMB set it up under a final memo that the administration released back in August. It covers category management and mobile services, and it tells the Mobile Services Team to act on four different tasks. The first, to come up with a mobile strategy for all of government by October 31st. Johnson says OMB is reviewing that strategy now, and it should be out soon. The second, OMB wants management guidance from the team. It would give agencies some best practices for administering and overseeing mobile devices at their workforce. Here's Johnson.
As soon as a new device comes out, every agency has people asking for that device, whether they need it or not. And so, we are looking to put out guidance that provides flexibility for agencies in order to get the devices that their personnel not only call for but need, while at the same time structuring things in a way for them to continue to contain costs.
Part of this guidance will have some ideas for how agencies could get rid of their old devices and put those resources to better use.
Why can't federal agencies recycle unclassed devices and receive credits associated with that? That is something that we're working with EPA, we're working with Department of Energy, we're working with DOD, and we're going to be sort of putting together some device management guidance out there for agencies to use so that CIOs across government and personnel can turn to something that help enable and help leverage what are really good, sound business practices to continue to contain costs.
The third task? The team is looking at a new brokerage concept for small agencies to work with carrier services and devices. The team is finishing up a study on that concept now. It should be done by the December 4th deadline. And finally, the team wants to create an acquisition vehicle or a new approach for mobile services by May of 2018. That means that all agencies should have a common set of definitions and standards about other aspects of federal mobility. That'll be a major project for the Mobile Services Team looking ahead to 2017. Here's Johnson.
By defining terms, by defining maybe Section C requirements associated with certain subcomponents of mobility, and doing that along with industry so that at the very least we're beginning to all talk about, we're all referring to the same thing on the same page, not dictating to what subcomponent agencies need to do or how they need to look at it, but again, to sort of decrease that gap, decrease that time, decrease that effort associated with procuring the different parts of mobile services.
This initiative should be a big deal for small agencies, which don't often have the resources or the time to spend looking closely at some of these challenges. Instead, they could look to the expertise of other large departments who already have some best practices for mobile. But the success of many of these new projects will depend on how well agencies collect and use data to make decisions about their mobile services. Some agencies have gotten better at making data-driven decisions to inform their mobile contracts, but others have a long way to go. Rob Palmer is the Deputy Chief Technology Officer at the Homeland Security Department.
Many of the challenges that we have in setting the direction or the strategy in mobility is just that we aren't quite sure where we all want to go at any given point in time. And then, like I said, it gets exacerbated by the fact that the technology landscape is moving as well. So I'll plug that one very important piece, which is we have to have good data to make assumptions from, and well, to make conclusions from, and that which would feed these strategies.
Part of the problem is that agencies don't know how much they spend on IT and mobile services. Here's Palmer.
But we see that as a really good opportunity to get a solid set of standard data elements from these contracts that then further expands the insight into how we're spending dollars on mobile devices.
Expectations on mobile asset reporting will change soon. The mobile services team spent a lot of time at first talking to OMB and identifying data fields that agencies should keep track of and report to the administration on mobile. Here's Johnson.
This is not a hard sell for CIO offices, and it's not a hard sell for acquisition offices either. It's sharing data. That's it. It's not sharing it with the world, but it's sharing it with each other. It's sharing it with the mobile leads so that the CIO offices have some sort of visibility into their component groups, and it's not telling what the groups to do either. That's the funny thing about data. Sometimes if you ask the right questions, the answers end up being self-evident. And so that's really where it is that we're looking to go with that. And you know, you'll see that when the IDC comes out again and they start asking for information associated with your mobile assets.
OMB also told agencies to develop a mobility lead of sorts to manage and oversee their department's work in this area. The mobility team is still thinking about what this leadership should look like, who should evaluate the agency's applications and make sure they're secure, who should buy these new products and services, and who should manage the industry relationship. Palmer says he doesn't see OMB asking agencies to create a chief mobile officer position. The leadership decision would probably depend on each agency. At DHS, for example, Palmer says no one person is in charge of making these decisions. Instead, a group of experts within DoD components talk about this together. Mike Van de Woody is the director service broker for architecture engineering and vendor management at the Justice Department.
It's not to represent that you want to run everything, but this gets down to the whole FITARA thing. You know, you've got your FITARA, who's your agency CIO. How do you leverage that to reduce your spend, build better systems, provide better mobile services, at the same time have better relationships with your vendor support?
In Washington, Nicole LaGrisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
And Nicole's story is online now at federalnewsradio.com.